Let me introduce you to Jason. Jason's from Stowmarket. Written a book after surviving three traumatic brain tumour operations in just 7 years, going back to 2004 when his ordeal began, with waking with a headache, a cold, fever, sweats, vomiting, and then a hospital visit soon followed. The reason behind the book is to outline what actually has transpired, what the experience has been like. Jason, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Hi there, James.
Great.
Thanks for having me on and loving the show.
Thank you very much, my friend. Welcome to you. Take us back then, if you would, to that morning, 2004. We've described how you woke up. What then happened, Jason?
Yeah, so just as a precursor to that, I mean, during Christmas of the previous year, 2003, I had headaches, which was abnormal for me, as I rarely suffered any headaches before then. I went to the GPs and told them the symptoms, and they kind of passed me off with sort of ibuprofen and paracetamol, and kind of wanted me to take a blood test in the new year. Then I woke up on, like you say, in January 2004 with piercing, what I can only describe as piercing headaches, cold fever, sweats, vomiting, really nasty stuff. We knew something wasn't right, so the wife instinctively reached out for 999. I kind of held her back because, you know, as we typically do as, I think, men.
Yeah.
We kind of want to kind of rationalise things first.
Yeah.
But quickly it became apparent that I needed some medical help. So, yeah, luckily my dad was on hand to drive me up to the A&E, local A&E department at Ipswich Hospital, who quickly triaged my case, got me into an MRI scanner, a CT scanner, and observed that I had a mass in my head. And I'm no medical expert. I mean, that sounded worrying to me at the time. They didn't really offer any explanation as to what that meant, and just really kind of expedited things by getting me up to Addenbrookes.
So they told you that surgery was going to be required, did they?
Not really. It was just that I had a mass in my head and it needed to be further investigated.
Right.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. So already, I guess the warning bells were going off, though, at that point.
Yeah, extremely worrying. And it's kind of a weird sort of emotional standoff. Both me and my dad were trying to remain positive for each other. But I think inside we both knew this was going to be bad.
So off you went to Addenbrookes, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And what
happened when you were there?
So again, they scanned me, this time using an MRI scan for more thorough analysis. And they confirmed Ipswich's results, saying that I did indeed have a mass in my head. But it was actually a brain tumour, they classified it as. And kind of got me prepared for the surgery. Unfortunately, it's still kind of occurring over a weekend.
Right.
Where they didn't really have the staff on hand to do it. And plus also I was fed with some steroids to kind of reduce the swelling before they could operate.
The surgery itself, Jason, that involves you staying awake, doesn't it?
For mine, luckily it wasn't, no.
Ah, right.
I understand there are occurrences where you do need to stay awake.
Mm. So what did they tell you by way of prognosis? Did they say that they could solve this, or what was the thought?
So, yeah, they told me it could be taken out through surgery. Obviously, you have to sign the disclaimer to sign your life away, which is very scary. But what else can they do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, successful surgery. You went through all of that and thought to yourself, well, that was scary, but it's done. It's over, right?
Yeah. So, it turns out they removed a mass from my head in two lumps, which was approximately the size of larger than a typical TV remote controller.
Wow.
So, I thought, how could that even fit in my head?
Yeah.
But yeah, luckily they got it all out, which is fantastic. They did tell me that, however, that it was a type of tumour that there's a likelihood it could regrow in the future.
Okay. So there you were thinking that, they'd solved it. They'd got this TV remote size lump out of your head. And then along comes 2008.
Yeah, so they, when you have a brain tumour, you typically scan on a regular basis just to make sure there's no recurrences, no further growth. So during that process, they observed another growth in my head. So this time we had the opportunity to, rather than have invasive surgery, to put me on a program of radiotherapy.
Yeah.
To try and effectively destroy all the cells without surgery. So that was a kind of another scary episode, I think, where you're kind of, they make up a bespoke mask for you and they effectively put this mask over your face and lock you to a table. So your head is absolutely 100% still.
Yeah.
For the treatment, just to maintain accuracy, because they're firing beams of radio energy through your head that need to be 100% accurate, obviously.
Yeah, so that in itself is that's a scary episode, surely.
Yeah, it was, yeah. But again, Adam, the staff at Adam Hooks are really helpful, really kind of understanding, really positive, to try and keep spirits high. I can't thank them enough.
Hmm. So that treatment was successful.
It was, yeah.
That was successful. So twice you've dodged that bullet. And then 3 years later, another scan and more lumps revealed.
Absolutely. I mean, this really hit me, to be honest, because after the second operation and there were subsequent health complications through sort of brain scarring and things. But I mean, to be honest, by the time we got over the second hurdle, second operation, we thought, right, that's it. We're done now. We cannot physically go through this again.
Yeah.
Not myself, not the family, we were done. Completely depleted of any energy that we'd put into this to brace ourselves. We were just floored, we were done. So when we had the news of the third operation, well, what can you do? You're literally at your lowest ebb. You know, how do you face this? I mean, we were good to be sort of, we tried to all stay positive up to this point. But not going to lie, it was a challenge at this point.
There was a point, was there, Jason, where you thought, I just can't keep going through this?
Yeah, I mean, I said to myself, you know, this is it. You know, if I don't survive this, then so be it. You know, I'd run out of energy.
Mm. So you've had the third surgery, 2011, four lumps removed, and fingers crossed, you've had seven clear MRI scans since.
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
Which is totally amazing. I mean, if it was cancer, it'd be called remission. But because it's not cancer, it's equivalent of.
Yeah. I mean, how do you rate this in terms of battling a brain tumour? I mean, this has got to be one of the fiercest battles, hasn't it? Three times you've taken it on, and here you are, you know, 16 years later talking about it.
It is, yeah. I mean, to be honest, James, I mean, for me, it was quite simple because I'd just lay back, let the professionals get on with around me.
Mm.
I think I find it most difficult for the family because they're left picking up the pieces around me.
And how were they through all of this? How would you describe the family? And obviously, they are keen to support you, but it's got to have an effect on them as well.
It has, yeah. But I mean, I think the wider family come all together to support my wife, two children, and yeah, everyone was really positive and upbeat as well. And I think we all just kind of joined, we all united and went through it together.
So,
yeah, incredible.
The future, Jason, obviously we're keeping everything crossed, but it sounds to me like it was so frequent, it was every 2 or 3 years. Now it's been 7 years. So, have you finally beaten it?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. What a story.
The book is all about, I just want to sort of float out, I just want to lay out the facts as most of as it happens.
Yeah.
So that anybody else come into this position, it's not such a shock to them like it was me. Like a brain tumor, okay, what's that? You're starting at 0.0 all the time.
Yeah, the book, I'm intrigued about the book. I mean, presumably it was cathartic to write that as well, to get everything down on in black and white, to kind of unload it from yourself, I guess.
It was, yeah. It was therapeutic, yeah. But also very emotional and hard work.
I bet, yeah. They're very difficult times. What would you say was your lowest ebb? Was it that third diagnosis, do you think?
Yeah, as soon as we had the call about the third operation, that was it. It just was on the floor. it took us such a long time to recover from that.
Did you ever consider saying, I can't go through any more of this, that's it?
Absolutely, yeah. I was done.
And did the family talk you round, or what happened?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the family, and you just kind of know you have to. I mean, we've got a son and a daughter. You just know you have to be for them. They depend on you, and it's just the right thing to do, to pick yourself up, dust yourself down, get up to fight the next one.
What would you, Jason, like to say to the many staff that were involved in your treatment? We're talking across several hospitals here, Ipswich, Addenbrookes over in Cambridge. What would you like to say to them?
A complete sincere, I mean, words cannot do them justice, but they truly did save my life many times over. They're all so professional, so capable, so warm, so upbeat about it. And I think that's the key, you know. It would have been so easy for them to be matter-of-fact about doing their day job.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They had that empathy, and it helped you keep positive.
Now, presumably, going right back to 2004, when you started having those symptoms and you were, you know, told, oh, well, go and have a paracetamol or something and you'll be okay in a few days, there's a lesson to be learned there, isn't there? I guess you have to be, and most people do tend to know their own body. I get the sense that you knew something wasn't right.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right there, James. I mean, you do need to sort of listen to your own body, and if in doubt, then just shout.
Yeah, yeah. And as you say, particularly with blokes, we're quite reluctant at doing that, aren't we? So there is a lesson there. Because I guess if you'd have left it any longer, Jason, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you think the size of the lump that was in my head, it couldn't. There wasn't a great deal of opportunity for it to grow any larger.
Mm. Yeah, so that would have been a very different outcome. The book is called, Jason?
Fight Back from a Brain Tumour, available on Amazon as right. Kindle and paperback.
Okay, Fight Back from a Brain Tumour. It is a story of a family's fight three times against a brain tumour, all of which, of course, were easily capable of taking Jason's life, but he stood up and fought together with the support of his family and, of course, the NHS. Is here to talk about it today. And it has been beaten. And that is the remarkable outcome of this. Three brain tumours, three amounts of surgery and treatment, and it is beaten. And Jason is here to tell us about it. So the book, no doubt, a fascinating read, and it's available now on Amazon. Jason, great to have you still with us. Thank you so much for your story, my friend.
Thanks for telling the story, James. Appreciate it.